Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, JoelParish.com, John 424 Radio. I want to talk to you today about an important topic. Are you ready to be a disciple maker? That's kind of an interesting question. Are you ready to be a disciple maker? So, for this teaching, let's discuss the concept of disciple making. Many people contact me, call me, email me, I meet them in the streets, and they either want to be a disciple or they want to make disciples themselves. So both good things. But in order to make disciples of Christ, you must first be one. So let's get that straight, right? So you have to come via the gospel. Go to the gospel link at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're born again, following Christ in holiness. Then you are a disciple. And then you're ready to train up. And then one day you can be a disciple maker as well. So it all starts with the gospel. But the question is, what kind of person must we be to then be a disciple maker? Think about that. So let's cover this disciple making. It's not a suggestion. I need to make that clear. It's a command. This is not a suggestion. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." So teach all nations. Other translations say make disciples. That's what that means. A disciple is someone who's a pupil or a learner of, a follower of. So we're all following after Christ, right? I don't make disciples of me. I teach people how to be disciples of Christ. So would you. And so that's what a disciple is. It's a pupil, it's a learner, follower of Christ. So whenever I discuss this with people that want to go out and share the gospel, that's great to want to go out and share the gospel if you have a biblical gospel, and then they want to make disciples, well, I like to remind them, and I also do this to myself, a simple concept that has helped me over the years, hopefully to be a better follower of Christ and a better disciple maker. So here's my question, brothers and sisters. If you go out and you share the gospel and a new convert wants to come home and follow you around for a few days to get fellowship, to see your godly daily life, what you do in your downtime when you're not out witnessing, in your regular habits, how you live your life, what practices you keep, are you that biblical, holy disciple-making person today, ready to make other godly disciples by your daily habits and even your private home life conduct? Simple question, isn't it? But I think it's a telling one. Could someone follow you home? You're out there preaching, sharing. Are you ready to be that person that they're supposed to be, right? You're telling them to repent and obey the gospel, live holy, follow Christ, endure to the end, be born again by God's Spirit, place your faith in Christ. Are you doing that with all of your life? And again, this matters because Christ gives us our marching orders. We're told to strive in Luke 13, and he tells us in Matthew 5:48, to be perfect. Well, that word perfect, all of us fall short of perfection other than God, but that word perfect really means fully complete and mature. So that's what that means. And if you're fully complete and mature, you don't keep living in sin, right? No. So that would mean that you're closer to perfection, being fully mature. So we should, as disciples, be walking in all the ways of Christ's New Testament body in holiness and obedience, coming out of the world, coming out of our flesh, pride, vanity, churchianity, false ways, to then be the example to others. We'll talk about examples in a minute. Jesus also commanded this in the same chapter, Matthew 28, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Glory to God. He's with us. What a great promise. So I have another question. How can you teach new disciples to obey all the Bible's commands for the New Testament and even some pre-Torah things that we talk about, unless you're living it out daily yourself? Wouldn't that be a hypocrite if you weren't doing that? If we read Matthew 23, we see where Christ hated the hypocrisy ways of the Pharisees. We don't want that to fall upon us. That would be a terrible, terrible witness. So this is why it's so important, and I drive home with everybody that they must be studying the Word of God, and we're here to help everybody do that. That's what our website helps everybody do. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I like that word, dividing. That means to cut straight the Word of God. I've been talking about that a lot. Not crooked, not turning this way and that way, going in that ditch, straight. Like the straight way, the narrow path that we're supposed to be on. So if we study, we know that straight path, we're practicing it, we're keeping it, we're better disciple makers. Amen? So I need to say this so it's a clear point. If you're a brand new convert and you're not living in any sin that you know of, and you have a biblical gospel and you have a zeal to go out and reach the lost and tell them about Christ, yeah, go do your best. I wouldn't discourage you from that. You'll have learning to go on your way like we had to. Yep, we were doing ministry work relatively very early in our Christian walk, and we had things we had to learn. We weren't living in any willful sin. But that's what I was referring to. If you know you're not living in willful sin, then God can use you. If you're walking around living in willful sin going, well, God's word says to do that, but I don't do it, but I'm still going to go do ministry. Now you're in dangerous, dangerous waters. So it's best to have, yes, mature believers that can disciple and train up others. Yeah, that's the best way. But we know that's not always possible. There's so few true followers today. And I believe God has grace for someone who has zeal. They have a biblical gospel. They've cleansed their life of pride and vanity. They've come out of the church system. Yeah, there's going to be some things you still have to learn. And sharpening your sword doesn't mean you can't witness the gospel. What it means is you're going to have to be humble and open and tell people, I'm new, I'm still learning too. So that would help. Whereas if you're an established, mature Christian and a teacher, you shouldn't be saying that to people, that you're still learning about certain things. You should say, you know what, I'm well-rounded in the faith, I'm testable, I'm willing to correct anything that I lack, but if you find yourself lacking a lot, you're not a teacher. And Paul covers that in Titus 1. So I don't want to discourage new converts, but I want to make sure that you're not living in willful sin so you can make biblical disciples. So my main point of this teaching is that if you desire to obey God, and that means make disciples, we just covered that, you need to be holy, an obedient saint in all of your ways, your daily life, your work life, your private life, your public life, in all those ways. Not following the culture, not following churchianity traditions, but keeping the traditions that Apostle Paul handed down. 2 Thess 2:15, right? He said, keep these traditions, not the world's traditions or false man-made religion traditions. And it's really sad because I see so many people out there wanting to make disciples, but they end up making people just like themselves. I'm talking mostly about churchianity here. Compromised, sinful, worldly, unbiblical, heretical, not holy people walking around claiming Christ, but they're not keeping the commands. They're not living in holiness. They're not truly making biblical disciples. You get my point. This is why it's very important that we become what I mentioned that word before. Peter talks about it. Examples. 1 Peter 5:3. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples unto the flock. So I know this is mainly speaking about elders, teachers, but be an example is for all of us. Husbands are to be example. Wives are to be example. Older children are to be example. We're all to be an example to the brethren. And that word example is tupos. I like that word. It means a die or a stamp. It's like something that's consistently the same thing, like coming out of a machine. I used to work in a factory, and they had a machine. It would sit there and pound parts out one after another, thousands of them. And everyone was consistent with each other because it was a die. It was a stamp, it was an example, a tupos. And then Peter says in verse 4 through 5, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So we're to subject ourselves to each other. That means a lot of things, but it also means accountability. We're to be open. We're to share our lives. We're supposed to be testable, teachable. And so to be an example also means submitting yourself to other people, because all of us could be wrong on something. There's no doubt about that. Only Christ is the perfect Word made flesh. So we have to subject ourselves to both our leaders, our elders, and into each other to be accountable. This is how we can become biblical disciples. If you have biblical saints with you, then we show our lives to other people as we go out and we witness the gospel. So the question needs to be answered. I already asked it once. Are you ready to have new converts follow you home, hang out with you for days, have fellowship with you, see your private life, see your daily life, see what you do when not a lot of people are around? And are you ready to show them what the true ecclesia, the called out ones of God, look like versus churchianity and all the false religion that's going around? So if not, if you say, no, I'm not ready for that, Brother James, well, then you've got learning to do. You've got some repenting to do. You've got adjustments to make. We've all had to do that. And you need to learn to be a biblical disciple first, holy in all your ways. And then you can use that knowledge you have to be the example and then train others up. It makes sense, doesn't it? Unless you're a brand new convert with zeal and you want to tell people about Christ, that's great. And it's going to be hard to be a real biblical disciple maker. You're going to have to do the best you can if you're on your own. Cling to the Word. Ask God to show you where you lack. James 1 says, ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom and God will grant it. So when you're brand new, I know, I went through that once. Sister Debbie and I were born again. We had no one to help us. We had to strive and stumble around in the Word with just our own understanding and the Holy Spirit, which is not just. I mean, He teaches us all we need to know. And within the first year or so, He had our feet on the solid rock for, I would say, 95% of our doctrine today. We had a few things we had to tweak over the years. Nothing major, but still important. So He says, teaching them to obey everything He's commanded. There's over 1,000 commands in the New Testament. Yeah, there's a lot. And there's still some in the Old Testament that apply to us as well. So you've got to be trained. You've got to be studied. You've got to be born again by the gospel. And you've got to have the desire to be a biblical disciple of Christ, following Him, be a student of Christ, student of the Word. And then you have to be ready to be the example to others, to be the tupos, to show your light shine, to be salt, preserving the Word, the truth, and the ways of God so that you can pass it to others. One of the worst things you can do, I'll leave you with this, one of the worst things you can do is be a bad example and stumble new believers. Jesus talked about, if you stumble one of My little ones, better a millstone be thrown around your neck. So if you're going out witnessing the gospel and you live in sin and a young convert hangs out with you and sees your sin and is devastated. This actually happened to me. I used to, before I was born again, I had a close association with some pastors for a short time. I did some sporting racquetball. I played racquetball when I was a worldly, unregenerated man. I played racquetball with a pastor, but I was still seeking the things of God. I wasn't born again. I'd never had the biblical gospel preached to me. And this pastor stumbled me because he didn't want to talk about God. Nope. Outside of the pulpit, he wanted to talk about the world and sin and carnality and false ways. Yeah, that man later fell into sexual sin and was thrown out. Terrible, terrible story. But he stumbled me because he was not a true disciple of Christ, and he was pretending to be one. That's my point. You don't want to pretend to be a disciple of Christ and live in willful sin. You need to repent. You need to clean up your life. The Bible says He's faithful and just to cleanse us if we confess our sins. When you confess them, 1 John tells us, when you confess them, you don't keep living in them. That means you agree with God. Confess means to agree with God. That means you agree. You got to confess and stop this. So I encourage you, don't stumble other believers. Make sure you're ready to be a disciple maker. And hey, that's what don'tperish.com is there for. Sisters blogs, all of our audios, articles, street preaching, witnessing audios to help you learn how to witness the gospel, and then all of the resources to help you become a holy biblical disciple of Christ so that you can become a disciple maker yourself. Hey, shoot me an email. Let us know how we can help you. We've had the joy to be able to disciple people. And you know what? Those people have grown, and in turn, they get to disciple us right back. It's pretty awesome to see that happen when you see people come and learn of Christ and then grow and then become a disciple and then they become a disciple maker. That really makes me excited when I think about that. I guess that's why we're in Van Dwelling Life full time, out preaching the gospel, getting ready to do some events over Memorial Day weekend. But we're witnessing the gospel every day as God opens the door. Hope you're a disciple of Christ, and if you want to be a disciple maker, make sure you're ready for someone to follow you around. I hope that blessed you today. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, and if I can bring you more truth, we love you in the Lord. May God be praised.